One of the problems with today's business is this. It's very hard to find young people who are good salesmen. Many college students are more interested in a customer's reason for buying something than they are in selling things. Also, they are too honest, but it can be bad for business. A friend of mine has a dress shop in London, and he told me about the problems he had with a young sales girl who studied psychology. This is the story he told me. On the first day, a lady came in the store, and the sales girl said, "May I help you?" "Yes," the lady answered. "I'd like a coat for the fall." "About how much would you like to spend?" the sales girl asked. "It doesn't make any difference," the lady answered. "Well, may I ask you this question?" the girl asked. "Do you want a coat because you need one? Or have you just had a fight with your husband, and are you trying to get back at him by buying a very expensive dress?" "I beg your pardon," said the lady. "Perhaps you think this is the only way to get back at him," went on the sales girl. "I don't understand what you're talking about," the customer said. "Spending money in anger is a very expensive way. My advice to you is to think about it again for a few days. Even if you buy a new coat, you won't find an answer to the problem." "Thank you very much," the customer said very coldly and left the store. "She's very angry with me now," the sales girl told the owner, "but in a week she'll thank me." The shop owner decided to say nothing of this happening, but that afternoon another customer came in. The lady said, "I need something really exciting. I'm going to a party and I want a very beautiful dress." The girl said, "We have some lovely evening dresses over here for insecure people." "Insecure people?" "Oh, yes. Didn't you know that clothes are one of the main ways women use to be proud of themselves?" "I'm not insecure," the lady said in an angry voice. "Then why do you want to wear a very beautiful dress at the party? Why don't you want them to look at yourself, not at your dress? You are a very charming person, and you have a beauty inside, but you try to hide it. I can sell you a new dress that will catch attention, but then you will never know why people stop and look at you." By this time, the dress shop owner decided to say something. "If the lady wants an evening dress, show her our evening dresses." "No," the customer said. "Your sales girl is right. Why do I have to spend $500 to get a few compliments from people who are not really interested in my dress? Thank you for helping me, young lady. Now I'm sure I've been insecure all these years and didn't even know it." The customer walked out of the store. That night, the dress shop owner put a sign in the window. "Help wanted. No psychology students need apply."